Now, a tie back to some things that we've been talking about that's fairly important and has to do with the relationship of these anti-leftist repressive forces to right-wing formations that they will repress from time to time, but for reasons we'll get to in a moment. They usually tend to use them as surrogates. In the civil rights movement, you got this extremely violent reaction from the Klan to the idea of organizing disenfranchised blacks for voter registration, engaging in educational activities and so forth in order to enable them to be able to meet the voter registration tests and all the rest of that. When I say violent, I'm talking about taking axe handles and beating people into comatose states so they never recover from the nerve damage. I'm talking about using log chains and bicycle chains. I'm talking about firebombing. I'm talking about straight up assassinating people with shotguns, lynching them, dumping the bodies in the bayous. Don't even know what the death toll was of civil rights campaigns at the hands of entities like the White Knights, the Ku Klux Klan in northern Mississippi. It was a very violent period. And a lot of that was organic. That is to say, the Klan was real. It emerged from the Jim Crow cracker structure of Southern social relations, political interests, economic interests, and all the rest. It's not the Klan was a fiction or an invention of the FBI. It's the nature of the social arrangement in the Gothic South of the period. But not exclusively so. One of the prime axe handle wielders against the Freedom Riders in 1961, Jackson, Mississippi, was a guy by the name of Gary Francis Rowe. Gary Francis Rowe had been on the payroll of the FBI to investigate, to penetrate, not actually the Mississippi Klan, he'd gone into the Alabama Klan. He was there as an act of solidarity in Jackson that day. Okay, he was also active in Birmingham. He was one of the guys who was beating people into a puddle. Meanwhile, FBI agents stand there taking notes as their guy, their infiltrator, makes his bones, renders himself credible to his colleagues, but being one of the most violent members of one of the most violent clans of the Klan in the entire South. This is the guy who appears to have provided the dynamite to dynamite Bob Chambliss to do the 16th Street Church bombing in Birmingham. This was an FBI infiltrator. He was the guy who was in the car when Viola Rizzo, or whatever her last name, Rizzo? Yeah. When she was shot, Roe was in the car. State of Mississippi has contended, has attempted to charge him with being the trigger man on that murder of a civil rights worker. He is under witness protection of the FBI. They will not divulge his whereabouts and make him available to face charges. This kind of stuff.